Check, because it's time for the Bellastrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time for the Bellastrator. And, Coach, we're going to go back about a month and cue up the Dolphins and the Eagles.
Well, a lot of explosive players here for the Dolphins offensively. You don't really see this too much. This is, you know, Miller, their leading rusher out of the backfield. This is actually Landry in motion. And they get a lot of production out of their backs in the running game and in the passing game. Miller, Williams, they do a good job. Here's, you know, a good double move, stutter move by Miller here from this empty formation. So, you know, comes out, fakes a slant, gets a matchup on the linebacker, and Tannehill makes a great throw there and gets the ball down the field. So they're capable of making a lot of big plays. They lead, they're right at the top of the league in terms of big plays offensively, both in the running game and in the passing game. This is a player that we didn't really see in the first game. I want to get you ready to pronounce this for the game.
J-A-J-I, Boise State rookie.
Number 23, that's Jay. And big, strong inside power runner with good quickness. Here you can see him getting downhill. Likes to run in between the tackles. Good pad level, good strength. Runs through the arm tackle here at the line of scrimmage. You know, rips off about a 15-yard run. You know, plows through a couple more arm tackles there from the secondary. So, you know, good, strong, tough runner to go along with Miller and Williams. Very, very explosive group in the backfield. Here's the same play from the end zone view. And this is what we call it's a little bit of a misdirection play. We call it flash play, where the line all works hard in one direction, and then one player comes back and just try to create a natural separation in the defense. And again, when everybody blocks in the same direction, a lot of times there ends up being a gap somewhere here on the front side of the play too. So you have a chance to get it here, and then you have a chance to possibly get it here between the backside tackle and the flash blocker, the tight end coming back across. So, you know, here this is a good example of, you know, here's a running lane, and you have the defensive end who's containing the quarterback on the bootleg on the backside. You also have a defensive back who's got coverage on the blocker back here. So this really takes out two guys. And then, again, there's a chance to hit, you know, the run lanes here on the front side. And this cut block here on the backside by Fox gets a J through the line there and gets a good run. You can see he does the rest here. Good open field running. Good job of running through those, like I said, those arm tackles by the secondary, turned into a 20-yard run.
We go from one rookie to another. Here's Devontae Parker, the number one pick out of Louisville.
Right. This is Parker at the top of the screen, number 11. He didn't, you know, wasn't a big factor for him early in the season as he was coming through some injuries, but he's back now. And, you know, it's been very productive for him. Here he is on a go route outside against the Colts and Toller. Again, big, strong guy, goes up and, you know, takes the ball away from him. Coverage isn't bad, but, you know, their receivers do an excellent job making big plays down the field. And, you know, Tannehill loves that deep ball.
They've got big physical receivers with Landry and Parker, a guy who's coming into his own, coach. And Kenny Stills is a guy we saw as a Saint a couple of years ago scoring a deep ball here.
Right. This is Stills here at the top of the screen. Very good speed. Again, good downfield receiver. This is Stills. This is a couple times we've seen where they've come in and they've kind of faked that slant move and double moved the corner. But here's a, you know, deep ball on down the sideline against Buffalo. Again, we're going to have to do a real good job here of not getting the ball thrown over our head on these deep balls, as well as, you know, stopping the running game and, you know, not letting them control the ball with those runs. They do a good job of mixing that, and they're a very explosive team.
Now, a year ago, we saw the Dolphins get to a punt against your Patriots in the season opener in Miami.
Oh, you don't have to remind me of that, Bob.
Sorry.
Here they are in an overload rush. They have six guys over here and two over here on the right side. And you can see that the Philadelphia protection, you know, they're kind of they mismatch the overload. So, you know, the Dolphins have an advantage on this side coming through here. This is Vigil, number 49, is also, you know, getting a lot of playing time for him defensively at linebacker. Just pretty much running over the personal protector, getting his hands on the ball. The Dolphins love to rush punts. They do an excellent job of rushing both punts and field goals. So our protection on punts you know, being able to get off the line and get into our coverage lanes after we protect, you know, is going to be challenging. But they do a great job. They always have down there rushing the punts.
And their special teams coordinator, Darren Rizzi, likes to rush kicks as well.
Absolutely. They are very good on the punt and field goal rushes. The key guy in the field goal rushes is Vernon, number 50. And this is him, you know, sort of hard to tell what's going on there. You got a lot of guys, you know, down on the line, all close together, and then it seems like Vernon always is the guy that, you know, springs through the line of scrimmage, gets penetration here and almost blocks his kick against Buffalo. If we look at it from the end zone, we can really kind of see how all that happens. Lining up in an overload rush. So we have the six rushers over here on the defensive left. And so the end here comes and kind of takes the tight end out. Inside, this is Phillips and Sue coming in here, and that's forcing the guard and tackle to block down. So there's Vernon with a quick swim move here, out between the tackle and tight end. You can see the natural seam there. He's got good quickness, does a good job of, you know, getting his feet over the pile here and not getting tripped up. Comes through clean, flattens it out, and almost makes the play. So, our protection in the kicking game is going to be key for us this week.
Yet another reminder, be sound in every phase. Coach, great stuff. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Bill Belichick and the Belustrator. Back with more on Patriots All Access right after this.